Hey, good Erev Shabbos, my friends. We are on day 20, which is called Halfway There, literally halfway there. This is a 40-day challenge. We're up to day 20. And the other part of this title is called Looking Ahead. And Chana Engel, my student, my friend from MGE, she asked if she could sponsor today in memory of Charlie Kirk. And I think, again, it's a very appropriate passage because this is all about transformation. And this one man, 31-year-old man, very young, was able to do so much in the ways of transformation. Now, the number 40 I mentioned in the chapter is very, very significant. We're 20. We're literally halfway there. 40 is the amount of days that lapsed between the time Moshe brought down the tablets from Har Sinai when he was first, and then when he was invited back, because remember when he first came down from Har Sinai, he saw the Jewish people sinning with a golden calf. He stayed with the camp for 40 days and God invited him back. That was Rosh Chodesh Elul. And then he stayed up on Har Sinai for another 40 days. And that, of course, became Yom Kippur. That's why Yom Kippur has the holiness to it that we know of. Now, consider all the other instances of 40 that we have in Jewish tradition. That's the amount of days that when there was a flood with Noah, and of course, the theme of transformation again, God is transforming the world. 40 also is the amount of Seot, which is this liquid measure mentioned in the Talmud. It's the amount of liquid of water that is required for a mikveh. What is a mikveh for? A Jewish ritual bath. It's a source of renewal and transformation. A fetus is considered only endowed with a soul after 40 days. It's just considered like tissue before 40 days. Our ancestors wandered in the wilderness for how long? 40 years. 40 years. We had to go from being a enslaved people that believed in all of the Egyptian gods to become monotheists. We were literally transforming ourselves in those 40 years. And Judaism also, Rabbi Akiva, arguably the greatest Talmudic sage who ever lived, returned to Judaism at the age of 40. He transformed himself at that stage of his life. I always tell people, come to MG in their 20s and 30s, and like, oh, I didn't grow up with this. I can't be expected to do this. And I would say, hey, look at Rabbi Akiva. You got a head start on him. And look at, I'm just thinking about Charlie Kirk again, like what he accomplished. How many lives and minds he changed and transformed and inspired in 31 years of his life. Also, the Talmud says that a student does not fully comprehend his teacher's Torah until he has studied under him for 40 years. So the number 40, and by the way, the number 40 I mentioned is represented by the Hebrew letter Mem. Aleph is 1, Bet is 2, Gimel is 3, Mem is 40. Mem is the first letter of what word? Mayim. Because water, through the mikvah and such, transforms, it cleanses, it purifies, and that's precisely what we're doing now during this 40-year challenge. And I always like to, when we get to day 20, literally halfway there in the middle, to take a moment to say, hey, look, what have we studied? What have we learned together? What are some of the messages that we are transforming ourselves with? And I put there in the chapter, whether it's dealing better with our anger, or whether it's dealing better with other people, or our relationship with Hashem, or prayer, all the things that we talked about. They're all there to help transform us. And of course, the new book, we just had an awesome, awesome launch. I want to thank Lizzie Savitsky and Shai Davidai, my friend, Professor Shai Davidai from Columbia, who interviewed me. We're going to get you the video. If you missed the event, I'm going to post the video of the whole interview. But these are all transformative experiences. And the new book, The Jewish Experience, is really there to do that. I put that in the prayer section, that we're not really trying to transform or change God when we pray. But we're really trying to transform ourselves into better people, really into different people. And every time we improve ourselves through prayer, we create ourselves anew. And that's how I mentioned how we change. We can't really change God's mind. Like, you know, I'm making $100,000 at my job. I've said this before. And now I want to make $150,000. So I pray to God. So I convinced Hashem to do something that he didn't think was a good idea beforehand. It's not the way God's mind operates. God is omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's thinking of everything that we could never even think of. So what's the whole point of prayer? We're not changing God. We're changing ourselves. And when we change ourselves, we change our reality and the way God views us. He views us as different people. We create ourselves anew. And so now that we've hit the halfway mark and studied together now for the last 20 days, we look ahead for the next 20 and we ask ourselves, where do we want to see some transformation? Where do we want to see ourselves developing in one way or another? 20 days is a good amount of time to see some change, even if it's small. And we've got another 20 days, please God, between now and Yom Kippur. And we can really use the memory of Charlie Kirk, who was so sincere and genuine. I really believe this. And even if you disagreed with a lot of the things he said. He said a lot of controversial things. I happen to agree with a lot of what he said. I didn't agree with everything, but he was sincere and genuine in believing in people, that people can evolve and change. He was pushing against this fabric in our society, which says the way you are born is the way you are going to be. The family you grew into, the society, and what, that's who you are, and that's just what we're going to expect of you. He pushed people further, and he said, no, you need to learn to think critically, and you need to learn to change. That's what Judaism's all about, change and transformation. Shabbat Shalom, my friends. I posted yesterday my Parsha video in this chat as well. Have a holy Shabbos.